We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now is Nancy Armour, columnist for USA Today Sports. She opined that the Saints are dumb and dangerous for holding their draft war room at Dixie Brewery. Nancy, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Bobby. And first of all, I'm really sorry to hear about your dad.
Well, I appreciate that. But I just think you were wrong. It seems like you tried to embarrass the Saints. And you were wrong, and you didn't do enough homework. Did you see the facility? It's a big boardroom. It's not a bar room. I mean, I just think your report was BS.
That's fine. You're more than welcome to disagree with me. But, yes, I did know what the facility looked like. I just think that, first of all, the NFL has said that it's going to shut – that it not has said it's going to. The NFL has shut down team facilities, and this is really no different, though they've now said that they will allow drafts of team facilities. I just think the optics of it are bad.
Well, the thing is, the optics you'd have – you should have more of a problem with the NFL than the Saints organization.
You should say, well, the NFL – and I said that in the column. I said that in the column that this is not – this should not be considered an essential business. I had no problem with free agency going on, but I think the draft is a completely different story.
Well, the thing is with the Saints, they're trying to do the right thing within their organization, and they are being thoroughly safe considering they're following the CDC guidelines, taking their temperature before they enter the room, maintaining physical distance between them once they're in the boardroom, which is massive. So, I just think they're doing the right thing, and that was an unfair shot.
And like I said, you are, I don't think I have all the answers. I don't expect everybody to agree with me. It was my opinion, and you don't have to share it.
Nancy, have you seen the facility? Like, in other words, its proximity, where it's actually located?
Yes. Yes.
You have? Are you aware it's on a service road? It's fairly isolated. Are you aware that teams – wouldn't need first responders there. They have their own team security. So, I mean, I think some of that, it was, like Bobby said, it missed. You missed there on that. And were you aware of that?
Yeah, but you're still having people that are, if you're having team security there, you're still having security that otherwise should probably be at home. Again, should this be considered an essential business? I say no.
So you're
well, the thing
the
is, well, Nancy, it's like, it's like Fort Knox. I mean, no one, no fans, no Who Dat Nation member is going to come up there.
It's brand new.
And try and be a part of the Saints draft. And I just think it was irresponsible considering that it was somewhat fake news. And what I mean by that, it's not the real story. I don't know what other teams are doing, but I know what the Saints are doing. And I don't think anything negative is going to come about this as far as how the Saints are conducting their draft, and they're going about it the right way because they've looked into this. Come on, you don't think the Saints organization are on top of things? If you look at Gail Benson and Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton and all, you don't think they were thinking like you were thinking and that when you throw out there, it's like in a bar room? Come on, you know what the public thinks of a bar room. You should not have said those words.
I said brewery multiple times. I think the only time I used bar was in the very last paragraph. Like I said,
well,
I think
in your headline. It's in the headline.
In there.
It's in the headline.
Put bar room in there. Why are you trying to put bar room in there to sensationalize things?
It's in your headline, Nancy.
Right. And I don't know if I was the one who wrote that headline. I think it got changed. I'm not positive about that. But you're right. The headline should not have said bar. It should have said brewery. But that does not change the fact that I think the optics of this are bad. Because it's not just what people in New Orleans know. People around the country are seeing that the Saints are doing this in a brewery. And if they are not familiar with what brewery looks like, it gives a much different impression. And I think at this point that we should not be giving anybody any, you know, it's the message needs to be that you stayed home, you take this seriously.
Nancy. Well, you have to talk to the NFL and not the Saints. You were harping on the wrong people and the wrong team to single out the Saints. This is not a Mardi Gras atmosphere. I think that's what the public in the United States has to realize. This is a professional organization that's run at the highest level, and they're very conscious of what the world and the United States is dealing with.
I hope so, and I hope it all ends up being okay.
Nancy, are you aware, did you know that Gail Benson, the same woman that owns the Saints, also owns this brewery?
Yes. That's why I said it's a quasi-deemed facility.
You said what?
I said it's a quasi-team facility, which until today, the understanding had been that you were not supposed to be doing anything at team facilities.
Right. It's
this facility, this big boardroom is how separate. They spread out is so much even more dynamic as far as even a better situation if they would do this at Saints camp. Let's say the NFL would have said, okay, you can have it at your facility. And obviously the NFL said, no, you cannot have it at your facility. I'd like to see what all the other teams are doing. I guarantee you the Saints would probably be number one out of all the NFL teams as far as the decision makers being spread out and doing it the right way.
Well, and you've got some teams that are having all of their personnel spread out that, you know, Andy Reid's working in his basement. Like I said, in my opinion, it's not anybody else's, I think the optics of this are bad.
Well, the optics are bad because you helped it make it bad by having, whether you are a part of that or obviously sometimes I know you don't write the headlines to an article. So wherever would USA Today put in barroom, did they just try to sensationalize things? That's what's a travesty.
Nancy, I guess our gripe is because the response to that is not just about the New Orleans Saints. The response to that article and that headline in particular is you can go see it. Go follow your own the comments on your article on Twitter. There goes Louisianians again. They're dumb. They're out there drinking. There goes New Orleans again. They're out there drinking and partying and not taking this serious. And that's not what's happening. And that's what I'm bothered by is that.
Right,
that's
what I'm talking about.
New Orleans is a bunch of idiots, which we're certainly not.
And trust me, I know New Orleans aren't idiots. It's a great city. But those are the optics I'm talking about. Like I'm saying, it's not just
New
Orleans.
Can
you let me finish, please?
You were not part of like the country coming together. You're trying to throw New Orleans under the bus.
No, I'm not. When the stories were being written that this was being done at a brewery, and like I said, if you're not in New Orleans, if you don't understand this property, you immediately have a very different perception. And I think at this point, you can't afford to do that.
Nancy, you said
that article you wrote, you helped make that perception, the whole barroom atmosphere.
Oh, come on. Anybody who heard or anybody outside of Louisiana or New Orleans who heard that they were doing this at a brewery, I can pretty much guarantee would have had a very similar reaction to mine.
Nancy,
well, they
got to
be educated.
Well.
If you're not educated, then you shouldn't be making decisions that you don't know.
Nancy, there's a vast difference between a bar and a brewery. It's like saying, because I have cats, I have a petting zoo. I mean, it's just that simple. My question to you is, if you have an understanding of this property, right, that you say you did, why would you offer the idea of someone – trying to stroll by and catch a glimpse of Sean Payton or Mickey Loomis when it's gated. It's gated and locked down. You weren't as
well,
property as you thought you were.
Well,
at least say that.
No, they're not even hanging out. No, but they're not hanging out in New Orleans. These, come on. I mean, you have to know New Orleans in the metropolitan area, that's one of the most isolated communities, and still trying to struggle and come back from post-Katrina. That's what you got to realize. We put the Dixie Brewery there to try and help New Orleans East. That it's not overcrowded. It's like nobody's going to hang out in New Orleans East. Come on.
Nancy,
I mean, it would be like me trying to comment on something that I don't know. I don't know anything about Buffalo, or I don't know anything about really the logistics of Denver or any city. That you might come to New Orleans, you think in French Quarter, you think in Mardi Gras atmosphere, you think in only downtown and not really realizing. That's why, listen, you might have had a deadline and you had to come up with a story. I understand the competitive atmosphere we all in, but I'm just telling you, it was just buried in BS.
Well, like I said, I think that the optic, I will keep going back to this. I disagree with the optics of it. You disagree with me, and that's perfectly fine.
But Nancy, will you at least admit that you're not as familiar with the building and its structure and its layout as originally you said you were? Because you didn't even know it was locked and gated. You didn't even know that. And I think that's where people are hearing this and going, wait, okay, she keeps talking about optics. Well, what about the optics of the fact that it's locked and gated? You didn't even include that in the yard. It was a gross overlooking of that.
Okay, the photos that I did see, the photos that I saw last night when I was writing this, you're right. I didn't see locked and gated. But again, I'm going back to, if you have something in a brewery and you're not familiar with this place, then it negates the seriousness, or it negates the seriousness of the situation.
Well, Nancy, my opinion, this is my opinion. You have your opinion. I think and you might in the future, whatever, or coming up in the next few days, whatever, you need to write an article about the NFL and Roger Goodell about having the draft, and the Saints are not the one that you need to be aggressive towards if you have a problem with this. It needs to be more the NFL, not the Saints.
Well, and I completely agree with you. I don't think that the draft should be taking place. I didn't have a problem with free agency. I've got a problem with the draft.
Thank you so much, Nancy.
We just don't like it, Nancy, around here that you picked on the Saints, because I think that just misinformed society and just went about it the wrong way. And like I said, when you mention barroom, that's a total different atmosphere with people are around the country when that word is tossed around compared to the situation, the Dixie Brewing Company, and where the Saints are at.
Well, and like I said, I think most people around the country would have a different perception of brewery than you do there. So, like I said, my concern is the optics of this.
Nancy, unless Bobby has anything else for you, I appreciate your time, and thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, Nancy, thank you for bringing on my dad. And I'm dealing with this situation personally, so I do take it personal. And I just want everybody to be pulling in the same direction, and I just don't think this helps the cause. And what I mean by that is that, listen, you just have to get no fake news out there. You have to listen to the experts, and I know the Saints are going about it the right way to get things done, and that's why the perception is that we just happy-go-lucky. Whatever happens, happens. Come on, we're not dealing with that right now, and I don't like the optics of that around the country when they look at the Saints organization and what New Orleans is dealing with right now.
Well, again, my condolences about your dad, and I hope I hope we can get to a point that families aren't having to go through what yours are.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks again, Nancy, for the time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.